Hi, everyone. It's so good to see you all. Okay, this morning, I'm going to be, I've selected a passage. It's from Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 to 27. But before we get into that passage, we will go through the background of what was happening before this. In Luke chapter 8, we see that Jesus, he calmed the storm. The wind and the waves, they obey Jesus. And then he set the demon-possessed man free. He raised the dead girl back to life. And in chapter 9, we see that Jesus called his disciples. He called his disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. And a huge crowd, they were following Jesus. Jesus welcomed them and, you know, proclaimed the kingdom of God. And when they were hungry, Jesus moved with compassion. And so he took two fish and five loaves, and he multiplied and he fed the hungry crowd. And Jesus asked his disciples after that, "What do the crowd say who I am?" And so his disciples say, you know, some say John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah. And Jesus asked his disciples, "But what do you say, Peter? What do you say who I am?" And Peter got a revelation, and Peter said that you are Christ, Christ of God. And in verse 21, Jesus said, and he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised." You know, in Luke chapter 14, let's go to Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to 26. You know, Jesus did all the miracles and the crowd was falling, but the crowds did not impress Jesus. Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to 26. It says, "Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, 'If anyone comes to me and does not..." All right. It says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." There is a cost to follow Jesus. You know, let's go back to Luke chapter 9, verse 23. There's an open invitation Jesus gives to the people. Verse 23, it says, Luke chapter 9, verse 23, "And Jesus said to all, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'" What does denying yourself mean? You know, it means setting aside your selfish ambition or selfish interest. You know, he must increase, I must decrease. Submitting to God's will and to his authority. In what ways you could do that? You know, daily spending time with the Lord, reading his word, spending time in his presence. You know, in the weekdays, there is men prayer and breakfast. There is ladies coffee chat. There is Friday prayer meeting. One can be a part of this meeting and get plugged in, get connected to people, get plugged in to the body of Christ and encourage one another. One can serve the body of Christ. You know, someone can join a setup or clear up. Someone can reach out. Someone can serve the poor. So there are many things what we can do. And Jesus also says to take your cross daily. What does it mean? It does not mean wearing a chain with a cross around your neck. We need to know what cross meant during Jesus' time. You know, the Romans forced convicted criminals to carry their own cross to the place of crucifixion. And whenever you would see the criminals carrying a cross, it meant that they are being led to their death. It was a death sentence for them, and it was very horrible death sentence. Similarly, 2,000 years down the line, if you see a funeral procession, if you see people carrying a dead body, what comes to your mind? They are taking that person, the dead body, to the crematorium to cremate the body. So that time, so whenever anybody took a cross, it meant that they were being led to their death. Jesus says, follow me. It means to believe in him, following in his ways, if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in Jesus. You know, a follower is a learner, and he's also known as a disciple. And what does it look like to follow Jesus? We've got to do what Jesus did. You know, Jesus, he fasted and prayed. He prayed whole night. And, you know, once in a week on Fridays, we have fasting and prayer. We all can join together in unity and fast and pray for our nation, for our relatives who don't know Jesus, for our colleagues. We can fast and pray. We can reach out to the lost. Jesus made disciples. You know, we can also make disciples. That's what it means, following Jesus. Jesus healed the sick. We are called to heal the sick. Jesus also engaged with the sinners, with tax collectors. He ate, he drank with them. And we need to go out and eat with them. Verse 24. It says, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. You know, have you heard of Jim Elliot? He was a missionary to Ecuador, that is in South America. He was a young guy like me. He finished his graduation. He wanted to go and reach out to the people. So he went to Ecuador, into the jungle, and he was reaching out to the Aucas. That is it Aucas? Aucas, yes. So he went to reach out to the Aucas. And they are a tribe in deep jungle in Ecuador. And so he went there to share the good news, and he was killed with a spear. And what happened after that? As a result of his death, thousands of young men and women, they signed up to go to the mission field because of Jim Elliot's sacrifice. Other people were encouraged and inspired, and they went out to the mission field. Let's look at John chapter 12, verse 24 to 26. It says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Let us look at verse 25 in chapter 9 of Luke. It says, for what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? what does it profit a man if he gains success, wealth, and fame? Our soul is more important than that. You know, Jesus tells a parable of the rich fool in Luke chapter 12, verse 20. I'm sorry, verse 15. Jesus said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Following Jesus is easy when life is very smooth, and our commitment to him is revealed during trials. And Jesus assured us that trials will come in our life. In John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, "In this world you will have many tribulations, you will have many troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And God wants us to be generous with what we have, with our wealth. God wants us to be rich towards him in giving as well. Proclaiming the gospel boldly. In verse 26 of chapter 9, Luke chapter 9, verse 26. "For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." So here Jesus is saying that whoever is ashamed of me, when Jesus comes in his glory, even Jesus will be ashamed of that person. You know, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." Let's also look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord Jesus, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began." You know, in our company, when we do good, when we do excellently well, you know, our boss or CEOs, they will commend us, they will appreciate us, they will call all the people, all the floor managers, everyone, they will appreciate in front of them. They will also give them a trophy or gift and acknowledge them before everyone. But Jesus, you know, there's a comparison. When we acknowledge Jesus before our friends, you know, when we tell our friends about Jesus, Jesus will acknowledge us before our Father. He will acknowledge us before his angels. We don't need to be ashamed of what Jesus has done for us. Jesus has paid the price for us on that cross, and he gave us eternal life. And it cost Jesus everything. You know, we need to tell our friends, our neighbors, about what Jesus has done for us. So, what can we learn from this passage? Are you part of the crowd or truly following Jesus? Are you in the habit of denying yourself in following Jesus? if you're struggling, you can ask God's grace to help you. You know, Peter, he was with Jesus for 3.5 years. He was with Jesus, ate with him, slept with him, went around with him. You know, he saw the miracles what Jesus did. And Jesus also confessed that, yes, Jesus, you are Christ, Son of God. But yet, when the time of testing came, Peter denied Jesus. But Peter, he repented, he sought for forgiveness, and Jesus welcomed him. And we can see that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and went around preaching and healing the sick. We are having a Friendship Sunday on 5th August, and we have an opportunity to share the gospel with our friends. We have an opportunity to acknowledge Jesus before our friends. Amen? You know, this morning we sang the song, "You Can Have It All, Lord, Every Part of My World." You know, I lay it all down for you, Jesus. If there's anyone who needs prayer, who wants, yes, Jesus, I confess that I'm sorry that I didn't acknowledge you before my friends. I feel embarrassed. And there are times when I feel embarrassed. There are times when I don't boldly proclaim about Jesus. But God wants to empower you this morning. And he wants to tell you that he loves you. And he wants you to take his love to this dying world. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, amazing words of Jesus. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You know? And let's examine our hearts this morning. As Austin said, are we just part of the crowd? Or are we the ones who are saying, Lord, I want to deny myself. I want to take up my cross and follow Jesus. And you know, that denying yourself means there is dying is painful always. Okay? And there is a struggle in our wills. God wants us to do something, but we don't want to do it. And we have to die to that. And we can't do it on our own. We need the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. It's His grace that can enable us to do it. Okay? Peter denied Jesus, but once he was filled with the Spirit, okay, he said, yeah, when they were crucifying him, he said, crucify me upside down. All right? So this morning, we want a response. Yeah, if you're saying, Lord, I want your Holy Spirit to strengthen me, to give me the strength to deny myself and to take up my cross and to follow you, who would you like to stand and receive God's grace and empowerment in your life that you will be able to take that step, you know, forward to be a more committed follower of Jesus. All right? So you're standing up in humility saying, Lord, I need strength, Lord. I'm struggling in a certain area. Yeah, just you seek the Lord. Don't just stand up just like that. Okay? Only if you feel, yes, that's an area I'm struggling with. And God will give you the grace. Right? Thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your great salvation, Lord. Lord, we look at what you did. You died on the cross for us. You were flogged. You were beaten. You were spat upon. You were killed. And you did that for us, Lord. And now you've called us to take up our cross daily and follow you. Lord, I pray for much grace upon these ones who are standing up, Lord. Even as we have acknowledged that we are struggling in a certain area, we need your grace to come in. Would you come in by your Spirit, Lord? May we die to self, Lord. May we die to self. Come, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Lord, may your strength come upon us that like Peter, Lord, from denying you, we would be bold for you, not afraid of anything, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. We ask you to do that, Lord. Lord, we are weak on our own, Lord. We are weak, but we need you. Yes. We need you, Lord. Would you come? Come upon us by your Spirit, Lord. May we receive power on high. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Come and fill us this morning that we would receive power to be your witnesses. Power to sacrifice, Lord. Power to die to self. Power to deny the flesh and to serve you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We also want to offer, if anybody would like prayer for something, you know, Paul writing in 1 Corinthians, he says, when we gather together, the power of the Lord is there. And if you need prayer for something, and you're saying, I'm feeling down, I want prayer, come forward, we'd love to pray for you, whatever the situation is, and just pray for God's strength and grace and comfort upon you. All right? Otherwise, the meeting is brought to an end. God bless you. Let's enjoy refreshments and fellowship with one another, and we'll see you next week. Amen.